When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, beautiful human. Thanks so much for letting us into your ears today. We are about to catch up with KSI, also known as JJ. We have a lot to discuss all over the place. That's his latest album. Plus, we're going to talk boxing, YouTube, and so much more. Please share this podcast with those you care about. Hit subscribe and enjoy. How are you?
Yo.
Yeah, very good. Very good. How are you?
Dude, living. It's an honor to speak with you. Thank you for being
pleasure's
here.
Pleasure's all mine, man.
Really? You are, an icon. Holy shit. What's going on?
An icon. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, like, you know, let's just dive right in. Hello, beautiful human. I'm Zach. That's Nan. Yep. And that is KSI, a.k.a. JJ. What's good? You know, the UK influencer life has fascinated me for a long time. I've watched Casper Lee. I've watched Conrad Maynard. I've watched you from afar.
Yeah.
I got to give you a lot of credit. You have been doing this for a long time, and you have really beautifully transitioned from being a comedy rapper. Maybe that's the wrong thing to call you back in 2011,
2010. No. You can, that's pretty spot on.
That's the right title?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But you've taken that and you've turned it into so much more. like in an exceptional amount of cultural credibility and cachet and chart success to back it up. So, I mean, are you even surprised ever?
I mean, not really. I mean, I've been doing this long enough, and I kind of knew what I wanted to do since 2017 when I, you know, I took a little break from YouTube, social media, and I kind of had that moment to figure out what I wanted to do in life and what I wanted to become. And then I realized my passion is in music, and I want to take it seriously. So from then on, I really just worked on my craft, worked on my writing, worked on melodies, worked on my singing, worked on my rapping, worked on all these bases to make sure that when I do release an album, you know, whether it's New Age of Randolph or whether it's Dissimulation or whether it's all over the place, my recent one, that it shocks people and makes people go, wow, I didn't expect him, this YouTuber or this boxer or whatever, to be able to release your music like this, that's on the radio in the UK all the time now, you know, in the US now starting to play on the radio. So, you know, I had a lot of people who obviously doubted me and were like, nah, this whole music thing makes no sense. Like, I just don't get it. And now people are starting to get it. But it took time, man. It's taken, what, 10 plus years?
Yeah.
From when I really, you know, started all of this. So, you know, it's been a process for sure, but I'm glad now that I'm in the driver's seat and I'm able to really dictate what I want now. I'm able to really decide what I want to do musically. So,
but by the way, 14 top 40 singles, 7 of them ending up on the top 10 and 5 of them ending up in the top 5. But that's really any musician, no matter how they come up, that's an extraordinary accomplishment, whether it's busking on the streets or crafting content on YouTube. But 2017 is when you start taking music seriously. Why was comedy rap where you went at the beginning of your YouTube career? Like, why did you create Lamborghini? Like, was that just a way to get out there, or did you have a want to do that?
Well, Lamborghini, I just made the song because I got a Lamborghini. It was simple as that. It was just so, I wasn't thinking, oh yeah, I want to chart with this. I want this to be huge. Blah, blah. No, I bought a Lamborghini with my FIFA coin business that I was doing back in the day. And then, yeah, I got enough money to buy a Lamborghini. So I just bought a Lamborghini and I was like, I want to rap about it. So I just did. And it just blew up, tremendously. I did not expect it. And then, obviously after a while, I tried some other tunes. I was just doing music for the sake of doing music and trying stuff out. Going through doing the whole comedy thing, especially before Lamborghini, I was doing a lot of comedy raps. And then I kind of got to a point where I was like, you know what? I feel like there's a ceiling with comedy rap. There's only so far you can go. Whereas with actual music, I was there like, I want to do that. I want to take it seriously. I want to, rap about what's going on in my life. And I don't want there to be a comedic aspect to it. I want it to be real. I want it to be serious. So
is that what it's born out of? Like a way to communicate your inner feelings, a way to figure yourself out, essentially?
Well, it's quite therapeutic. Music for me, it's quite therapeutic. Like, with songs like Don't Play, it's about one of my ex girls that I was seeing and, talking about how we were having so much fun together, we were having a great time. And all of a sudden, she just pretty much ghosted me. And I started seeing her go back to her ex. And I was there like, I thought we had a good thing going. And now, you pretty much play with my heart, blah, blah, blah. Songs like that. Or Sleeping with the Enemy was a song where I feel like I'm living in a simulation. And how my life has just become the thing that it is. And I feel like at some point I don't really have any control. Like everything is just leading to a point. And I, no matter how much I want, I believe I have free will. I'm always still going into a certain direction, et cetera. And then there's songs like Madness, where I just rap about how I've got into this position. I've had all these people down on me saying, you can never do this, you can never do that. And now it's just me, rapping hard and let everyone know that I'm the man now. And, I've proven everything. You guys told me I can never chart. I'm always charting. You guys told me I would never make another hit after Lamborghini. And now I just have several in my catalog. So it's just, with all the songs, it's all just kind of things that are personal to me. And everything I rap about or say in my music is real. It's me.
Don't Play, that features Anne Marie and Digital Farm Animals. Do you write that song after this human being in your life has moved on to somebody new?
This was after. This was like years ago. Years ago. But like, this isn't to do with my con girlfriend now.
Wait, so okay. I just want to understand how you craft a record, right? So like the album came out fairly recently, but a song like Don't Play, you said it is attached to a situation that happened a while ago. So do you sit down and like think about things that happened to you in the past? Like,
no, literally all I do is hear the beat and the beat opens up things in my mind, if that makes sense. It's kind of weird like how it works. For me, my manager sends me beats, or I go out asking for certain beats and they play it and it plays in my head, and I listen to the beat and it makes me feel something. It unlocks corners in my mind that I didn't think I would remember or stuff like that, and makes me go, oh, I want to talk about that. And then I go, okay, that's the main topic. And then I, make a chorusy type thing, and then I write the verses, and then I work on the chorus to make it catchy and melodic, etc. And then I'd go from there. And then I just make a tune. So it's kind of that's why with all my music, there isn't just like a certain flow that I always have. It's kind of just random. It kind of it all depends on the beat for me. So,
and by the way, like the sonically on the album, it's everywhere. I mean, some songs rock and other songs, you know, go hard in different ways. It's every song is different.
Is that why the album's titled all over the place?
Yeah. I mean, it's partly that. It's also partly because I am all over the place with like YouTube and boxing and music. It's everywhere, you know, on TV as well. Like if you know about KSI, especially in the UK, you know, he's that guy who just does everything. He's able to just do everything. No one knows how. And I think that's why it's going to be quite interesting. I've got a documentary with Amazon where they literally film my life and what I do. And you know, if you see my schedule, you will understand that it's it's true. It, you know, it's truly mad. And you know, a lot of people would look at that and go, "There's no way I could do that. How does KSI? How does JJ do that?" So it's one of those ones where it's going to be interesting, and I feel like it'll answer a lot of people's questions as well, as to every time I go, "Oh, I work hard," they'll actually get to see what it means to work hard.
Ooh, beautiful human. I'm hitting pause real quick to tell you that you don't have to stink. Seriously, try Native. Native cares about the products that you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. You probably have heard me talk about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash, their toothpaste, or their brand new mineral base sunscreen? Yes, friend. Native now has broad-spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and body. It's lightweight, absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple. And Native's on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and always smell great. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents, like my favorite, coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, and then lavender and rose. I love that one too. What do I have next to me? I got a stick of citrus and herbal musk. Ooh, smells great. Seriously, you can even build your own personal product bundle if you want. Mix and match three of your favorite scents and keep them in rotation so you have something for every occasion. That's what I do. Anyway, beautiful humans, stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/Zach or use promo code Zach at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That is nativedeo.com/Zach or use promo code Zach at checkout for 20% off your first order. Do you want to be known as a guy who does everything, or do you want to be known as somebody who masters something?
I kind of want to be the guy who just does whatever he wants, man. It's kind of like, I like being the jack of all trades. I think for me, being able to just master one thing, I just get bored. That's my mind. That's how I am mentally. Like, I can't just do the same thing over and over and over again. Yes, I can do it and I'll be the best at it, but it won't make me happy. What makes me happy is being able to do something and then go, okay, I want to do this now. Okay, I want to do this now. And then having that freedom.
People, and by the way, I'm going to dive into more of your records because
we listened to
the album very heavily, like seriously.
Yeah, thank you.
Why are people obsessed with your wealth in the UK? I've never seen another influencer or artist that has like full sections and websites dedicated to understanding how much money you have and how you make money, dating back to like, dude, like 2014, 2015. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a really detailed record of it. Why?
I think because it's intriguing, because you know, when people go, "What is KSI?" a lot of people don't really know what to say. You know, I always just say, "I'm just an entertainer." Yeah, I've done movies in the past, I've written books, I've, you know, done music, I've done YouTube, I've done everything really. I've kind of just been all over the place, and then it's kind of like, how much does someone like that earn? You know, is it profitable to be able to do all those things? And the answer is yes, obviously. Like, it's extremely profitable. But, you know, a lot of times, like for me, I don't really do things for the money. I kind of just do things because I want to do things, and money just comes. Like, that's just how it's been. Like, that's how my whole life has been. I've kind of just done what I enjoy, and all of a sudden people are just throwing money at me because, you know, people are watching and there's views and there's attention, et cetera. And
what fulfills you though? Is it like, is there a certain art form that like just makes you feel whole or as close to whole as one could feel? Or is it the thought and the act of mastering a bunch of different things? Like what fulfills you?
I think there's just a few things that fulfill me. So like, for instance, for music, you know, being able to write a song, you know, from scratch, you know, all I am is hearing the beat, or even hearing silence and then watching the beat being made the way I want it, and then creating a verse, writing verses, working on the chorus, blah, 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 and creating a piece from nothing, from absolute silence, to creating this bit of art for like 3-4 minutes, and then being able to perform as well. Those things are dope. Like, charting wise, it's cool. That's, you know, for me, charting was just, you know, it was important to show and establish everyone that I am serious about this. And then I, you know, I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm not just this guy who's trying to do music. No, I can make bangers, and I know I can make bangers. But like, for me, charting wasn't always the main thing. For me, it's always just about creating a piece of art and then being able to perform it. And that is what has driven me a lot of the time. But then even with boxing, it's being able to go against the odds. You know, with every fight I've had, I've always been the underdog. No one really thinks I'm going to be able to win. And then I win. And that right there is fulfillment. Same with YouTube, you know, just being able to release content and make people's day all the time, and just think of new ideas and just having fun with it. That fulfills me. And, you know, especially my previous videos, I'd say nowadays I'm a lot more chilled. Like, I kind of just react to stuff and it's just whatever. I kind of just let my audience do the work for me, and I just react to blah, blah, blah. But back in the day, I was just crazy with it. I was like so in depth with the ideas, just trying to create so many, you know, moments in the YouTube history, world, et cetera. And I was just having fun with it. Whereas, yeah, now I'm just like, okay, I want to work on something else, and I want to work on something else, but I still don't want to just neglect those things. I still want to find a way to make it work so I can just make content and, you know, make it or do things that I enjoy doing, etc. So
you're so fascinating because you really do everything, and you've done a lot of history, and, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so I've watched you. Just curious, yeah, did you have friends growing up?
Yeah. I had friends.
Listen to you?
Well, it's kind of weird. Like, I had friends while I was a bit of a loner, but I'd say, especially like previous school, I had friends, but, you know, the only friend now that has come from school is Simon, and he's kind of helped me through YouTube, and he's kind of got me, you know, he helped me quite a lot. And now he's in the Sidemen, which is a group of 7, including me, where we all just make YouTube videos, random YouTube videos every week. And then on one channel, and a few other videos, another channel where we have more videos. And then we have Side Plus as well, which is like a membership subscription where we post more videos there, and BTS. So you got to remember, I'm doing all of that. And then I've got the music thing as well. So I'm doing all of this. But like, friendship wise, I'd say Simon was definitely my main guy, especially from school. And then a lot of my friends I just knew through YouTube and through online Twitter, and I've kind of just had friendship through that. It's been quite weird because obviously I'm knowing people but in my own room, and it's like I'm not meeting them face to face, but I know them, and then eventually we'd meet up and we'd do stuff together. And now, you know, I've got a group of friends in just different areas, you know, with the music, boxing, YouTube, etc. So
Number 2, it features 21 Savage.
Great record.
What is it like getting those two on a song, or even hearing those features for the first time? Because I'm assuming they sent them to you, right? You weren't in the room.
Yeah. So obviously this is all during the pandemic, so I wasn't able to get in the studio. And it's a shame because I feel like I've missed out on a lot of things, not being able to be in the studio with a lot of these artists, but you know, I've made it work anyway. But yeah, obviously it was, you know, we're getting this getting a feature from Future and 21 Savage, it's not always going to be the easiest thing. They, you know, they've got their own thing going on, so you know, I had to kind of work around them. But they both smashed it with the verses, and yeah, like created a hit for me anyway. Like I really enjoyed number two, and I'm always listening to that tune. But yeah, it's one of the songs where, again, it was just me showing everyone that, you know, I am I'm the guy. I'm you know, I'm flying, I'm smashing it right now. And a lot of you, you know, didn't think I'd get into this position, and now what? So
yeah, do you have a lot of confidence going into like when you're making a track with someone like 21 Savage or Lil Wayne, or is it still kind of intimidating working with these big name artists?
Nah, it's not intimidating at all, man. Like I think because I've been in a world where I've been with people who have been big on YouTube and all of this and that, it's kind of just, I just apply that to music and all these other industries that I'm in. So I don't really like, I think maybe I get maybe a little starstruck when I do meet, you know, certain people, but most of the time, like I know what I'm capable of and I know what I need to do. And then I just do it. That's it. Whenever there's a task or whenever I've been forced to swim, been pushed into the deep end and forced to swim, I make sure I always swim every single time. So.
Hell yeah. But you know, like Lil Wayne's an icon, right? Like
yeah,
to
yeah.
Have a music career like Lil Wayne, I mean, holy, you know, yeah. God, when yeah. You think of an icon in that game, I mean, he's probably top five, right? I would think.
Could be yeah, top
yeah.
Yeah. Could be top
yeah,
five.
For sure, man.
Especially
legit.
Modern day. So, I mean, obviously, you know, going in that you have an audience that he wants, right? You have the UK in the palm of your hand, correct?
Yeah.
100%. So nervous is the wrong thing, but like, do you pick anything up from working with somebody like that, from doing a record that he is on? What do you learn from creating, which by the way, Loose is a great record. Loose, L-O-S-E, sorry.
Yeah. what do I learn? Well, I learned that his verse was insane, but no, I kind of, what I learned is again, how versatile he was able to be on a song like that. You know, I could have sent him the song and he could have gone, nah, that ain't me. I can't do anything like that. But he tackled it and he smashed it. So I think for me, it's just being able to, you know, being able to be versatile was a huge part of this album for me. And I think that it showed to me that I am capable of really hopping on anything that I really want to, even if it's hardcore rock. Like there's songs that haven't been released that were like hardcore rock with Youngblood. I know they just got shelved, but like, you know, it shows I'm able to be versatile. I'm able to try different things and it work out. So now it's kind of just like, all right, let me just do what I want now. Let me just, see where I want to go with my next album. Do I want it to be a more conceptual album where I'm a lot more personal again, similar to like Dissimulation, or do I want to make an album full of just hits? Or do I want to do both? Release two albums full of just hits and another album full of just conceptual parts of my life and just release both in the same year. I don't know. It's kind of, I'm kind of like in the driver's seat, but it's exciting times right now. You know, I'm busy as hell. I've just got, you know, tour. I've got obviously a lot of the YouTube stuff and I'm still training. So yeah, I've kind of got a lot going on and I haven't really had time to really get into the studio, but so eventually when I can.
Do you capture ideas? No, you don't capture ideas as you go. You, when it's time to write, you just set aside time and you listen.
Yeah, simple. And then I just listen to the beat and then it just happens. Yeah, it just unlocks things. So I have a terrible memory, but music unlocks it. It's weird. I don't know how it works, but like, it makes me remember things that I was like, oh wow, I totally forgot about that. But that's a major part of my life that I want to make sure I can write about and, you know, talk about.
I gotta hit pause real quick to tell you to work out your stress and get back to feeling great at Planet Fitness. Join the judgment-free zone today for just $10 a month and get tons of cardio and strength equipment in their clean and spacious clubs with free fitness training and plenty of room to move. You can go at your own pace and get back to a routine that works for you, all for just $10 a month. Plus, check out the crowd meter on the free Planet Fitness app for the best time to visit. Don't wait. Join any of their 2,000 plus locations today, in club, online, or on the app. See club for details.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
Our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bring them for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Do you think people are starting to see you as a rapper now and not a YouTube rapper? And does that label bother you at all?
No, that label doesn't bother me at all. Like, if people want to call me a pilot, they can call me a pilot. Yeah, like, I don't really care, you know, numbers talk, innit? At the end of the day, like, if I provide you with the evidence that I am meant to be in this position, you can't complain about that. You can't say, oh, blah, 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 or, oh, no, no, no. It's facts. You know, the numbers are facts. And that's what, you know, with this album, I wanted to show I can make bangers. I can make hits. You know, these are the facts. Now it's like, cool, now I can do whatever I want. Now I've proven to the haters and the people who are, you know, doubting that I can do what you say I can't do. So now it's kind of just like, yeah, I'm just having fun and just doing me now. So yeah.
That's what it was about for you, just proving people wrong.
Oh yeah, bro, that's been my driving factor. You know, legacy and proving people wrong, man. Like, I love proving people wrong.
Why do people doubt you, though?
I think because of, like, maybe where I've come up from, or I don't know, just because I've come from this whole YouTube world, and a lot of people see YouTubers as this group of people who just have had life easy. They've kind of just, you know, they haven't really worked. They've kind of just turned on the camera, said a few things, posted it, and just got millions of views, and they just think it's just that easy. And obviously I always go, well, you try it, and then they try it and they fail and flop on their face and they realize how hard it is. But, you know, it's kind of then just when I wanted to venture into music and venture into boxing and all this and that, they're always like, oh, you can't do it. And, you know, for me, it's just proving people wrong has always been my driving factor. And I think, you know, I still feel like to this day, I want to try and prove people wrong with certain other things. I mean, I know there's just always something. And, you know, there's definitely parts where I have proven people wrong and I have, you know, accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. But yeah,
have I'm you just. Thought, why you though? Like, even the YouTube success early on, like, it could have, a lot of people were uploading videos, you know, the algorithm, like everything lined up, kind of, but not really. Consistency probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I'm competitive. I'm a guy that I look at someone and I go, oh, I can do what you do better. Obviously, you know, to a certain level. I can't look at Canelo and go, yeah, I can box better than you. Like, obviously, he's one of the greats, but I think for me it's like I look and I go, all right, maybe I might not be able to do it as well as you, but I can give it a go, you know, and I'll try as hard as possible. And you know, I think for me, I try hard on things. I really, like, when I'm focused on something, I'm going to make it happen, whether it's the messiest or the ugliest or the looks the best or whatever. Like, I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it work. So yeah.
Now, you mentioned you're still training. Are you training for something in specific, or are you just staying in shape in case something comes up?
I mean, there's things in the works and there's things that we want to do, but again, it's just right now it's just maintaining, because yeah, because right now the music is just is flying, man. And there's definitely certain people I want to fight, but I just don't have the time. Obviously with tour and all this, because I tried it before where I did a tour and then I fought Logan with the second fight, and it was just not a good idea. Like, yeah, like I felt like I kind of exposed myself a little bit, and I didn't give myself enough time to really train for a fight, because with a fight, you need to dedicate 2, 3, 4 months to be able to get into camp and work hard into beating someone. Whereas I kind of just was on tour and then came off that and I went, okay, let me go Vegas real quick, train for a few weeks and then fight Logan Paul. And it's like, that wasn't the way to do it.
And by the way,
like,
a tour is physically demanding as well in its own way, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Do it. It's hard. The song You, who are you singing to?
Oh, it's my girlfriend. Yeah.
Are you thinking about her when you're writing it? Are you thinking about her in the booth?
Yeah, when I write, it's just, that's what I think about. Yeah, like when I hear the song, when I heard the beat, I was just like, yeah, like it just makes me think about my girlfriend. Yeah.
What is it like sharing that song with her?
Yeah, I remember I played the song to her, like she was right next to me when I played it, and she started crying. It was quite beautiful. Like, she was just like, this is one of the most beautiful things, you know, anyone's ever done for me. And I was just like, damn, stop crying, please. It's getting awkward. No. But I was just like, yeah, it's like she meant a lot to me. So
in that moment, do you realize the power of music? Because it is like,
oh yeah,
the power.
Yeah, it's great, bro. Like, you can wake up and listen to certain music and it could just shape your day. Yeah. Like, you can listen to angry, you know, hard rock music and it can just shape the whole of your day. You know, you could feel, I don't know, you can have this angry energy, or you can listen to jazz, peaceful music, and you know, you can have being the zen. It's crazy how much music can really like change your mood and make you feel a certain way.
Totally triggers different emotions and memories.
I mean, yeah, even with like Drake songs, all of a sudden you're like thinking of your ex. You're like, oh damn. Yeah, late at night, like, damn, I miss her and all this and that. I miss you. It's powerful music.
Have there been any artists that you've reached out to recently that like turned you down, or do a lot of people want to work with you these days?
Obviously, yeah, but I can't say. Yeah. Obviously, those people now regret it hugely. Yeah, hugely. And it's so funny when they try to hit you back up, being like, oh, let's try and make something work. But yeah, it is what it is. Like, now I'll decide when I want to work with you, rather than me going to you going, oh, please, can we work on this, or can we do something together, etc. So,
and you not calling them out keeps it clean. And
Oh no, yeah. Like, there's a lot of bull that happens behind the scenes with music or any industry. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep it, you know, quite civil. I feel like there's, you gotta have some class. You can't just, you know, on every single person, because you don't know what they're going through as well. You don't know what their mindset is. But obviously, if they want to come at me, you know, full guns blazing, then I'll go as well. You know what I mean? But most of the time, yeah, I tend to be quite civil.
But you mentioned that you were getting a lot of radio play in the UK and then some here in the US. Have you found it difficult to break into the US market in music? And YouTube, obviously, you have success all over the world, but have you found it more difficult to gain a bigger American audience?
I think it's hard for any British musician to break into America. I mean, there's very few that have been able to. Robbie Williams, Ed Sheeran, Adele. What's the difference with all these people and me? You know, I rap, these guys sing. So, you know, what rapper do you know from the UK that's smashing it in America?
Been a minute. Good point. Who is the last one? Lil something? No. Tiny Temper.
So how many years ago was that, bro?
Like, on the show in 2015.
No, but like, it just shows like the difference. And he was only able to really scrape it. He wasn't able to really like smash it hard and bring it home like Ed Sheeran and Adele and all this and that. So it's not easy. And, you know, I feel like I'm in a position where I can maybe do it. And yeah, it's gonna be hard. Best believe, like, first of all, it was hard making it in the UK, but now that, you know, I'm a big fish in that pond, it's now trying to be a big fish in America. And it's gonna take time, and it's just trying to figure out what will work, what doesn't, etc., and work with American artists. And, you know, I'm happy to work with American artists. I've always been happy to work with American artists, from Dissimulation, where, you know, with like Offset, Trippie Redd, etc., and then obviously all over the place, Lil Wayne and Future, 21 Savage.
Yeah, you're getting the right collaborations, and the songs work. So, I mean, you're definitely down the right path, and you're doing the right stuff. But to your point, it's really, I mean, God, how many artists come here and try to do it, and it, like, to your point, like, it doesn't hit the way it should. Little Mix is one of them that stands out to me, like, in a way that, like, God, I love them. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, but again, singing.
Yeah, of course.
So it's hard to find a rapper. Yeah, so I think for me as well, what gives me the edge is my social presence.
Yeah.
I know a lot of musicians or rappers in the UK just don't believe in social media, or just they feel like it's outside their comfort zone, and they don't understand how important it is to market yourself. A lot of musicians think, okay, let me just make the music and that should be good enough. But we live in a different era. It's 2021, man. Like, it's the year of the social media. It's the year of where you have to do more than just release music. You have to promote yourself. Look at Lil Nas X, perfect example of someone who knows how to captivate an audience with social media and really put himself out there. And he smashed it because of it.
Totally. And, you know, it is, I can't speak totally to this as I am not a hip hop historian, but there is a lot of history that is around rap music. There's so much history that exists around the genre here in the States.
And also, I don't know if this is the point you're trying to make, but because of the accent, especially the UK accent, you know, a lot of Americans go, this ain't real rap, and they just dismiss it because of how it sounds, etc. But I think over time it's slowly shifting, and the more we keep knocking at America's door with, you know, us, I guess, evolving and improving. And, you know, it's such a shame, rest in peace to Pop Smoke, but he was one of the people, same with Drake, who's kind of just trying to open that door for all the UK artists to be able to venture into America and really, show Americans the UK sound.
Totally. So. And by the way, I think you're right on the accent. And to me, I also think that, like, people want real rap to be real. You know?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not a gatekeeper of that genre, but I can say enough that, like, people hold the stories that are told in those songs to a very high standard. Mm. And if you're going to be amongst the greats, they want to know that the stories you're telling are real. And again, I'm not a gatekeeper in that world. I don't know. I just know from what I see and hear. And am I right? Wrong?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's people like Stormzy and Skepta, which are, I mean, they're massive in the UK. Their music's great, but, you know, it's very similar. It's like they haven't blown up in America like they have in other places.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of those things that it just takes time. It just takes time. And, it's whether they have it in them to keep going. And I definitely know I have. And it's just being consistent and just keep pushing, breaking through, and then eventually you'll get it.
By the way, that I think is the advice for anybody out there hanging out with us right now, watching, you're doing anything in life, whether it's creating content or walking down a path to achieve another dream, is consistency and don't stop. Because a lot of people fail because they get discouraged and they stop. But the reality is that next shot could have been the shot. You know, you don't know what shot is going to be it.
Exactly. So, I've released a song with Lil Wayne, Lose. Mm. That doesn't mean I'm done. Doesn't mean I'm finished. No. It's just the start. You know, I finally scratched the surface. So, you know, I've got that hunger to keep going and push it more. So,
All Over the Place, by the way, is the album. And there's a link in the description below if you want to listen to it.
You brought up, like, marketing and social media having a presence, which not all people are, like, comfortable with. Do you think that's what makes Jake such, like, a polarizing figure in boxing world?
100%. He knows how to play it like a fiddle, man. And that's just the YouTube background. Whether he likes it or not, YouTube is been a huge factor for him being in the position he's in today. And you know, it's no mistake that you've got people like Logan Paul and Jake Paul and me, etc., all smashing it in our fields, because it's just the YouTuber mindset. Keep going, keep going, keep going. It's never you release content and you get to relax. It's you release content. All right, what's next? All right, what's next? And that's always just been, you know, what I guess has got us into the position we're in today.
Well, as an all-around entertainer, if you were to fight Jake one day, would you want to do that because like Jake's a good opponent, or is that because you're like, okay,
no legacy,
put on the best show? What was that?
No, just legacy. Like, it'd be finally shot that mother up, bro. Yeah, bro. Facts. Because I'm sick and tired of just hearing this guy win his fights, blah blah blah. It's so annoying. My brother had the chance to end it all with him, and even I wanted to him up at the time before Logan Paul, because I wanted Logan Paul to be the final one. But now it's switched, and I guess my career and my music has just popped off, and everything's kind of happened, and it's kind of put me on a back burner with the boxing, and I've definitely felt like I've missed out. But it's kind of one of those things where, you know, I can't just go, all right, guys, I'm going to cancel all the tours. You guys paid all this money. You know, I can't just people over. I've got to make it work when I've got to make it work when it can work for me, if that makes sense.
Also, when no point me you rushing in, you know, you'll be in like, God, I want to see him get his ass kicked.
Well, yeah, bro. Like, I know I can beat that. I can, bro. I know I can beat him. I know I can be. And the thing is, like, a lot of people are just fearful of him, and a lot of people think I'm afraid. Bro, did you see how I looked when I was fighting Logan Paul? Was there any fear, you know, in my eyes? Bro, I was willing to die there. I got knocked down, bro, with a clean uppercut, and I still got up, and I was like, yo, let's go. And then I continued. So for me to then go, oh, okay, let me then fight Jake Paul. Oh man, I'm not sure. It's just not the right mindset. And again, like I said, I had a tour beforehand and I went straight into fighting Logan. So it makes sense.
You think Jake would be a tougher opponent than Logan, or is Logan tougher than Jake?
I don't think so. I think it'd be easier for me because Logan was taller and he had quite awkward with his boxing technique. You know, it's like he was a bit more of a slappy type of person, but he also had limbs and he'd use his jab to really like push you, you know, keep you on the edge, or not keep you on the edge, keep you at the end of his punch. I wasn't able to really get in. I had to like really like just get scrappy with him in order for me to get a punch. I know everyone was just like, oh, I'm windmilling and all this and that, but it's because it was hard for me to get in. Whereas with Jake, you know, we're similar size. It'll be like me fighting Joe Weller. You know, I don't have to really like work to, you know, get into inside to punch him, blah, blah, blah. All I needed to do, or I need to do with Jake, is just, I don't want to say too much, but move a certain way and I'm able to, you know, counter his counter.
I need this to happen.
I mean, it will be.
It will. But it's just. Yeah, I mean, I guess I need people to stop listening to my music.
Do it when you're ready, because when you're ready,
yeah.
You win. But also, I feel like you are genuinely, as I get to know you and I've gotten to know you through listening to your music and understanding your story, I feel like you are genuinely the opposite of what Jake Paul is. And I like Logan Paul. Yeah. He's been a friend of the show for many, many, many moons.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like your disdain for Jake is genuine. And, he's, you know. Please.
Well, yeah, no, soon come, man.
When it's right.
When it will. But
what was your initial reaction when you heard Logan say you hit harder than Mayweather?
I knew. I know I hit hard. Yeah, come on, man. I've been told this several times. Like, maybe it's the Nigerian bones in me or something like that. But yeah, I know I hit hard. Like, and the thing is, I don't even have good technique. Like, I'm like, what's his name? Who fought Tyson Fury?
I just watch hoping to see somebody.
How I know? How's his name slip my mind? Black guy. Oh, no, I need to figure this out now. Watson.
By the way, while you do that, everybody listen to All Over the Place. Link in the description below.
Deontay Wilder. Sorry. Oh. Yeah. So like, it's, I'm like similar to Deontay Wilder. I mean, maybe he's got a bit better technique than I say bit. He has better technique from what people have seen anyway. With, you know, how he punches as well. It's like dynamite. And I know that's why Logan didn't want to stand with me. That's why Logan was moving, because he got hit. Like, it wasn't even a great hit. And he was like, hell, this sucks. So I know I have power. And I know if I hit Jake with one of my rights, especially with my technique, bro, it's night, fam. It's night. I know I always have that in the back pocket. But it's right now, it's like, again, because of the music, because of everything, YouTube, whatever, everything's happening. And I just haven't been able to really focus on the boxing. It's always just been like this thing on the side that I haven't been able to work on. And I think with the first time I was able to really go 100% with boxing was against Joe Weller. This was the very first fight I had, and you could even see my physique. I was ripped, shredded, and you know, I was ready for the fight. And but I could have gone 10 rounds with Joe, but instead I TKO'd him in the third round. And that was the last time I was able to really dedicate time into boxing. Whereas, you know, since then, it's always been, you know, a side thing.
That's, you know what, it's really wild to see you, one, yeah, do boxing in a very legitimate way, and then also to conquer music this way. I got to give you a lot of credit.
No, I appreciate it, man.
All Over the Place is in at number one on the UK album charts. Link in the description below. My favorite song off the record is Patience. It has Youngblood and Polo G on it. Speaking, you didn't ask, but I really think there's a lane in the alternative hip hop space where you merge rock and hip hop together. And I don't think people are doing that in a big, real way consistently. And God, the records that fucking rocked on your album, in my opinion, stood out to me, really rocked. It was,
Thank you, man. I think for me, like, I already know there's, you know, that part that could be done more, especially in the whole industry that hasn't really been like looked into. But another one that I know is booming is Afrobeat type songs. You know, people like Wizkid and all of that, all those type of songs are really starting to make waves. And I think that's definitely something that I know I want to venture into. I've definitely been approached several times, but again, I just haven't had the time, bro.
you're understanding the cultural trends, right? In your
culture. Yeah, I know what's going on. Yeah. I fully understand. You have to be on top of all of it to be in the position I'm in. So
the biggest DJs in the world are listening to kids who make beats in their basements in Brazil. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, ahead
of it, beyond we can even wrap our minds around. You know, and they have been for free. Tiesto, Diplo, you know, like, mm-hmm. God. Calling sounds for years. KSI, JJ, I really appreciate your time today, man.
No, thank you, man.
Really, thank you for hanging out. Final thought, you good?
When's the Amazon documentary coming out? I'm excited to see all the behind the scenes stuff.
I believe it's going to come out sometime next year, like probably end of next year. So it's a while away.
2022. But please listen to All Over the Place. It's a great album, totally worth your ear. And whenever you're in the States, man, please come and hang out on our couch.
Yeah, man. Soon, bro, soon. Just need this pandemic to f off. Simple as that.
Are you vaccinated?
Only one. Only got one.
Second shot's on the way, though.
Second,
right?
Soon. Yeah. Literally, I think next week.
Hell yeah. Mazel tov. Congratulations. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You have a great day, man. It was really you nice too. Talking.
Take care, guys.
Peace and love, everybody. Hey, beautiful human, thank you so much for listening to our conversation with KSI, aka JJ. I appreciate you. Let us know who we should have on the show next. Share this podcast with those you care about, and please subscribe. It was really nice hanging out with you. Please be safe, hug your family if you can, don't go to jail, and have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.